You're wondering, well, how do you put a testimony together? It's real easy. What your life was like before Christ, how Christ redeemed you, saved you, converted you, and then what difference has Christ made in your life? All three are essential elements. And today, Jessica is going to share. Bless her with your hands, all right? Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me? Leanna, can you hear me? Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to start off with how my life was before Christ, and then I'll go into how I became saved, and then the grand finale on what God has done in my life. I was given the opportunity to share my testimony. I'll tell you a little bit about my life before Christ came into my life. I was diagnosed with AV canal defect. I was born with a hole in my heart. I had to wait until I had to gain weight before they can do the surgery. So I had surgery when I was 5. Came out of it excellent. It was a lot of hours working on me, I guess. And after the surgery, I still had to deal with a lot of doctor visits, ongoing tests. Growing up with a bad heart was still a never-ending battle, no matter after I had surgery in 83. But God had other plans. So later down the road, doctors told me on one of the visits that I wasn't supposed to live past 18. God had other plans. I had two more open heart surgeries, 2002 and 2006. My heart's excellent. Still going strong, even though I'm 36 and 3 boys. As a child, I lived in and out of foster homes. Living in foster homes and then living with family members. It was tough living in a house with an alcohol mom and a sexual abuse dad. But I still had my two brothers who looked after me and took care of me throughout. But it was still a struggle. At the age of 15, I had enough. Tired of no food in the house and our electric was always being turned off. So I had to take action. No one else would have. So at the age of 15, I went to go live with my aunt until I was 18. At the age of 18, I moved back home with my mom and dad. That was kind of hard. It was still hard moving back at home at 18, but I didn't want to live at my aunt's no more because that was still a struggle. After I moved home at 18, I got into a relationship with a guy for about 2 months, got pregnant, he left me. A year after that is when everything started changing. God gave me Craig. Craig came into my life and took me and Brandon under his wing. That is where my life began. That's when I started to enjoy having a life. Craig is an amazing man. He taught me a lot about the Lord. On third shift, Craig worked. And it was just me and Brandon, and I wasn't saved yet. I was flipping through channels. Craig told me a little bit about Christ. So I knew a little bit. I didn't know a lot, but I knew some. I was flipping through channels, and I came across a Christian program that was just talking about Jesus and God. I didn't flip it. I kept it there. I wanted to listen. I wanted to know more about this because it was kind of hard. Craig working third shift and coming home and sleeping all day. And I didn't have no one else in my life to tell me about Jesus. And I got saved that night. And I was so happy that I called the people that I got saved through and told them that I accepted Jesus Christ. That was the year me and Craig was trying to have a baby. And it was really, really hard. After I got saved, I got baptized. The day after I got baptized, I was pregnant, which was amazing. God can do wonderful things. He is just amazing. God has did a lot in my life after I accepted him into my heart. There might have been struggles through the beginning, but that's what the seeds are for, growing and growing and growing, asking questions, reading the Bible. A year or two after that, I had my surgery in 2002. I moved my dad in to take care of him. My mom was already gone, and it was kind of hard, struggling not to forgive him for the things that he's done to me. But through the years, I have learned. I have prayed. I have asked God to help me through. And I was never, ever bitter on how my life was. I never get angry or mad at the things that happened to me. I just kept on. I knew there was something there. I moved my dad in. I took him out to eat. And I told him I forgave him. And then I told him about Jesus. And I got him saved. Most amazing thing ever. It was a struggle. And I tell people today, I know it's kind of hard to forgive your past or forgive your parents or forgive your siblings. But there's a way to forgive. And that is to pray and talk to Jesus about your problems. So I'm glad that he's not with us no more. He's in heaven. And I'm just glad I had the opportunity to forgive him and to bring him to the Lord. And other people too. I have more, but I don't want to take up too much time. So thank you.